Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. The 40 days of Lent represent the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness before he began his ministry. In that time, Jesus allowed the wilderness to test and prepare him so that through him, God's blessing could be shared to all the world. In Lent, we are invited to similarly enter the wilderness, to be tested, purified, and prepared, so that we might become the people of God. Today's podcast is for the fourth week of Lent. In addition to elements of confession and prayer, as well as music, there will be a reflection on John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21 by Emmanuel Ndabarushimana, a Grandview Global Worker in Burundi. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. We invite you to respond to each confession with the refrain, "Holy God, hear our prayer." If you choose, you may pause at any point during the prayer and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Out of the depths we cry to God, in our suffering and in our pain. Out of the depths, God cries to us, asking us to repent, to return to God with our whole hearts, to admit our sin, and to accept forgiveness. So let us pray. For the mending of our hearts torn apart by our unkindness, Holy God, hear our prayer. For the healing of our souls, wasting away from the despair around us, Holy God, hear our prayer. For the forgiveness we seek, for the sin we have allowed to persist, Holy God, hear our prayer. For the reconciliation of the world, whose division condemns us, Holy God, hear our prayer. We pray for the courage to admit our faults, for the strength to amend our actions, and the hope that your grace awaits us. Holy God, hear our prayer. Through Christ we pray. Amen.
John 3, verses 14 to 21. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God.
Our reflection today is based on the passage we read from the Gospel of John, verse 14 to 21. The words we find in this passage echo the story we read from the book of Numbers, chapter 21. The Israelites are wandering in the wilderness. The journey is getting long and painful. They are not finding the kind of food they want, and the heat in the desert becomes unbearable. They grow impatient on the way. And who is to blame? Who can they find to throw their frustration and anger at? It is, of course, God and Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread. There is no water, and we detest this miserable food. They grumble against God, the one who helped them cross the Red Sea. You know, when life gets tough, we tend to react the same way the Israelites reacted. We blame God, we blame our spouses, we blame our children. We blame our friends, our community. We blame everyone, anyone we find around us. As the people of Israel grumble, God hears, and he is not pleased. He sends venomous snakes, and they badly bite them. Some die and others get close to death. Those still alive cry out to God, and in his mercy, he gives them a remedy. Moses is to make a snake, put it on a pole, and anyone bitten by a snake has only to look at the snake on the pole to get well. The healing lies in a simple look. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, Jesus says, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but have life eternal. The point Jesus is making here is that in our pain, in our brokenness and hurt, God has got a remedy. The cross of Jesus Christ. On the cross, the Son of God takes our hurt and pain on himself. He opens up a new way, a sure way for healing and wholeness. This is the hope I need in my struggle. This is the hope you need in your pain. This is the hope our world so badly needs today. Someone took our pain on himself. He identified with us in our hurt and suffering. Friends, someone loves us even when we don't feel lovable. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, said Jesus, but so that the world may be saved through him. The concept of salvation implies both deliverance and healing. God promises us to deliver us and to make us whole so we may experience the true life in God. This is truly good news. No condemnation, no judgment, but an invitation to a communion with the one who gave his life for us so that in turn we may give our lives for others. During this Lent season, let us fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, who came to heal us from the venom of selfishness and to teach us how to love God and to love our neighbor. Amen. All of us.
And now, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Go now into the rest of this week with this blessing. May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ.
All things reconciled.